Blog Talk Radio.
My mama called, see you on TV. Sunset shit done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it. That was never friendly, yeah. Now I'm jumping out the Bentley, yeah. And I know I sound dramatic, yeah. But I know I had to have it, yeah. For the money, I'm a savage, yeah. I be itching like I had it, yeah. I'm surrounded 20 babies, yeah. But they didn't know me last year, yeah. Everyone wanna act like they important, but all that mean nothing when I saw my door, yeah. Everyone counting on me, drop the ball, yeah. Everything custom like I'm at the bottom. Yeah, yeah. If you fuck with winning, put your lighters to the sky. How could I make sense?
Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? And thank you for tuning in to Stardom 100 tonight on this lovely Wednesday night. I hope you all had a wonderful day. It is hump day Wednesday. Hey. So anyway, of course, you all saw the topic. I wanted to talk to you all about why Girls Trip is still winning in the box office, at least to me anyway. I don't know about you, but if you all have not went and seen Girls Trip, oh my God, you are missing out. The trip. Well, my trip to the movies to see it was the bomb. It was amazing. And I had a wonderful time. Me and my sister went to see Girls Trip, and I loved it. It was everything that the previews had showed us. You know, sometimes you go, you see the previews, you're like, okay, it'll probably be fun a little bit. No. Girls Trip was good from the start to the finish. There were moments where you were like cheering, like you were really there with them. And then there were other moments where you were like crying, you know, where you were like, oh my God, I so feel what is being said in this movie and what happened, you know. And it was definitely the movie to go see with your homegirls, your best friends, or not so much as your best friends. You can even go with family, a couple of your homegirls, you know. Like I went with my sister. Like I said, I enjoyed it. I loved it. For those who know, who went to see it, Girls Trip hit the box office on July 21st. And the first weekend, this film scored like $30.4 million in the first weekend and made it number one at the box office. But it is so deserving of it because the movie was so good. And I think that if you went with your friends or your family, you, as a woman, you may have found yourself in some of those roles, characteristics of the friends in the movie. You may have found yourself in some of those roles, because I think I related a little bit to maybe three of them. I found myself in the mix. Some ways I related to Jada Pickett's role in the movie, and some ways I related to Queen Latifah and Regina Hall, their roles, you know, as a writer. I related to the writing aspect. I also related to the blogging aspect. So it was a really, really, really great movie. And I loved seeing four talented black women on the screen doing something that was joyful. Like, it didn't seem like they were uncomfortable. They made this movie seem so realistic and relatable to the point where it that's what made it amazing. So if you haven't went to see it, then you really need to put it on your to-do list. And even though I've seen it, it's a movie that I feel like I can see over and over and over again. And it's also a movie that I'm definitely going to get when it drops on DVD. This is not to everybody, but let me let this be known, this is not the movie to see on bootleg. It is not. If you went and tried to watch this on bootleg, shame on you. You should have been at the theaters to watch this movie because it was just that good. I felt like, shout out to the producers, first and foremost. Shout out to the producers because I felt like I was at the Essence Fest. I was laughing. Me and my sister, we were laughing. We were cheering. We were waving our hands. We were clapping. We felt like we was right there with them. And I was so excited to also see, hey, my favorite, one of my favorite male actors, Mr. Lawrence Tate. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Right. Yes. Yes, yes. He was amazing. And his character, oh, my God, was amazing. He's so sweet. So sweet, you know, and so respectful. And he was just awesome, you know. I think a lot of ladies need, you know, that type of guy in their life. And I don't want to spoil the movie, you know, but the role that he played in the movie, I feel like a lot of young women need to be, you know, connected with a guy like that because he was, like, right there when they needed them the most. So it was a really good movie. And like I said, if you haven't seen it, then you definitely need to go see the movie. Every woman deserves to have, you know, a girl's trip. You really do. You know, it's much needed because sometimes we're so busy, you know, we're working or maybe you're in school or, you know, you have a lot going on and you just, you know, don't get that time. As you can see in the movie, you don't always get that time to go chill and hang out with your girls and, you know, just enjoy a moment, you know, with each other. So, like I said, it was a very, very good movie, much needed. Will Packer did an amazing job on this film. And also, I don't want to say his name wrong, but I believe it's Kofi Cerebo or Coffee. I don't know. Y'all count it as love. You know, I think I said it wrong. But anyway, he plays on Queen Sugar. And if you've been keeping up with Queen Sugar, it's a very, very wonderful TV series. But anyway, his role in the movie, with Jada Pickett, that's all I'm going to say on that. Like, you all definitely should go see this movie if you have not seen it. But, yeah, Kofi, yeah, and shout out to Tiffany Haddish. This girl is amazing, and for those who don't know about her, like, she's also on the Carmichael Show, which I'm so sad to hear that they are canceling it after the third season, but it's a very funny show, but she's very, very funny. I think everyone probably has that friend who's like Tiffany Haddish, who's just so down to earth, who's straight up, straightforward. She's the life of the event, party, wherever, you know, you're going to know when she enters the room. And she did a wonderful job in this film, you know, to be amongst so many women who are so known in the industry. She really shined her light and major love. And shout out to Tiffany Haddish. Like, she is hilarious. I really, really, really loved her role. I mean, the whole movie from start to finish just keeps you laughing. Every scene, you're like, oh, my God. You know, you just laugh. Everything from the dance scenes to the drama. And once again, Tiffany Haddish in the movie. Oh, my God. Was hilarious. She was so hilarious. She really, really helped make this movie. And then I want to say, as far as the character that Regina played, like, oh my God, I think every woman, if you've seen the movie, can relate to putting up an image, you know, trying to make something look like what it's not. And I definitely, you know, this is Stardom 100, and you know, we keep it real over here, we keep it 100. I definitely can relate to being a woman who has been involved in a situation, and I wanted to keep the image looking good because the public eye was watching, and everyone was like, oh my God, you all are the perfect couple or whatever, and you wanted to keep that image up. You wanted to keep that smile on your face. You wanted to post those pictures and make things seem to be something they were not. And in that movie, she portrayed that wife, you know, who's a celebrity, who has this amazing husband, you know, who everyone looks up to, her perfect life, you know, and they come to find out that her life is not so perfect. So, you know, me as a writer and a blogger and constantly being involved in what's going on with celebrities and so forth, you know, you see a lot of that, you know. And what I've learned as a writer, that in the midst of it, these celebrities, they are human. They are regular people just like us. You know, they just have a little bit more status and they're in front of a camera. But they are human and they deal with issues just like us. And so in the movie, a lot of that showcased, you know. And I like how the movie was brought up into modern day issues because the girl that he was cheating with was an Instagram model. You know what I'm saying? So it was very present day. So I really enjoyed that. And if you have not went out and seen the movie, definitely go see Girls Trip. Take my word for it. Star said go see Girls Trip and support the movie, not just because, oh, it's an all-black cast, and, oh, it's all-black females. Support the movie because the movie is good. The movie is very well worth seeing. And like I said, each actor in the film, from Jada Pinkett, Queen Latifah, Regina Hall, Tiffany Haddish, Lorenz Tate, all of them, Kofi, all of them did an excellent job. And if I left anyone out, excuse me. But each person in the movie did such a wonderful job, and you really need to go see it because, like I said, it's something that we all can relate to, and I feel like you will find yourself in each one of those girlfriends. You may say, man, you know, that's me. That her characteristic fits mine, her personality, so to say. You know, so definitely go out and support the movie. The movie is still doing numbers in the theaters just because it is actually good. And I don't get to say this too often. You know, I love movies. I try to go out and support movies based off the previews. But I never get to really fully say, oh, you know, that was a really good movie. That movie was really, really dope, and I'm so proud of its success in the box office. It's well-deserved. It was nothing just tossed together. It was nothing given to them because of who they were or their reputation in Hollywood and so forth. They really put in work. Shout out to what went down in New Orleans. Noya, right here close to my hometown, Mobile, Alabama. You know, New Orleans is our sister city. So, again, I enjoyed it. Me and my sister, we went out and supported this film, and I had an amazing time. And I think all of you should definitely go see it. So make that plan. If you have not went and you're a little late and you've been working or you've been in school and you've been studying or whatever you have been doing, take a break. Take a break. Go see Girls Trip. And then hit me up in those comments and let me know that it was just as bomb as I said it was. So this has been your girl, Star Davis, your host, Stardom 100, letting you know that Girls Trip is still doing numbers in the box office because it's a really dope movie and it's a must-see. So definitely go see that. Check it out if you haven't. And let me know what you think, okay? Thanks for tuning in to Stardom 100. Be sure to tune in with us every Wednesday. Every Wednesday. And for you to know who we're talking to, what we're talking about, who I'm interviewing, because I'm always reaching out and connecting with someone, you definitely have to hit that follow button. Yep. You have to hit that follow button so you can follow the show and you can be alerted at what's going on and who is Star talking to. And be sure to follow my new brand page. I have a totally new IG page for my brand. So it's Stardom 100 Blog. So follow that on Instagram. You also can follow me on my personal page, Tanisha D. Davis, T-A-N-I-S-H-A, the letter D, Davis, on Instagram to keep up with me as well. And be sure to follow us on Facebook at Stardom 100 Blog. And definitely hit that follow button so you can stay alerted, because we have some great interviews lined up in the works, you know. And, again, we have some great topics lined up because it's Stardom 100. We're always keeping it real for you. So thank you all for tuning in. I love you all. Signing out on this Wednesday night. And I hope you all have an awesome, awesome, awesome rest of the night. And be sure to follow us so you can stay alerted with what we have going on next. Thank you. Love you. Peace out.
Mama call, see you on TV, sunset shit done changed, ever since we was on, I dreamed it all, ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing, now they always say congratulations, worked so hard, forgot how to vacation, they ain't never had the dedication, people hating, say we changing, look, we made it, yeah, we made it. They was never friendly, yeah.